Blog Talk Radio.
This one.
Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Up with the old and with the new. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Up with the old and with the new. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Everything fresh, man, everything else. Behold, I do something new.
Everything fresh. That was my boy Ty Tribbett with Fresh. I love that song. And right before that, we had Mary, Mary, Go Get It. It's Your Time. And see, what people don't know is that, you know, your enemies qualified you for your promotion. You know, some things that make you want to laugh. You know, at the time you're going through it, you're not laughing. You might be crying. You might even be cussing a little bit, you know. You might have a temper tantrum and throw a few things. But all in all, you still believe and you trust God even through the process. And so it's your time now to go get it. And to start today's explosive experience off was none other than my very own apostle. Shouts out to Bishop Eddie L. Long. That was Believing, We're Believing, off of his CD. So, you know, everything today is about celebration. You're saying, Miss Lysandra, how in the world can you talk about the topic today, persecuted for promotion, and then you're talking about celebration at the same time? It's amazing how we can do that, but that's what we're going to do today. We're going to celebrate it, because if you're being persecuted right now, and it's all because you gave a yes to God, it's a great time to celebrate, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on, but I just came today to encourage you on this moment of midday power to be encouraged. Do not throw in the towel. Don't you give up. Don't you turn back. Don't you let them move you out of your position. If you know that God has appointed you, anointed you, and called you to that position, can't nobody move you out. They can't throw you out. I'm not saying they're not going to give you some type of resistance or you know, try and come up against you, but know that there's one that's for you. And if God is for you, who would even try and come up against you? And if they try, it says no weapon formed against you is going to prosper, so it's going to fail. They might try and prosper, but it ain't going to work. So I'm telling you now to stand in your power and authority that God has given you, and know that it's your time. It's your time to believe. It's your time to go get it, because everything is new. Everything is fresh. A to the mat. All right. So before I get into today's topic, there's just a few announcements I want to make. And if you know, just coming to church on Sunday just ain't doing it no more. And let me just dispel the notion that you're not doing God a favor by taking some time off and going to church. You're not doing God a favor. That's to benefit you. It's not so you can sit there and be like, okay, God, I'm going to just take these couple hours on Sunday and go and pay my respects, and then I'm coming home and go to bed or whatever, because I need to rest up, because Monday through Friday is crazy, and then on Saturday is my day to go and do whatever I want. And so then, you know, I'm just recognizing you on the Sunday because that's what I was brought up in. You know, that's a tradition. You're not doing God a favor. Matter of fact, you're wasting his time. You're boring him with your lifestyle like that, because he wants folk that are passionate, that are wanting to come after him, that want to live for him, that have made their minds to sell out for him, period. He's looking for frontline soldiers. So you just taking a couple hours off on a Sunday and showing up and putting a dollar in the basket is not doing God any favor. Matter of fact, you're shortening your blessings and you're dimming your life. So I'm just saying that, putting that out there. But for those who are, you know, called and committed, so now there's times where you may need just some encouraging words, some prayer in the morning to get your day started. I'm telling you, the greatest way to start your day off and to start it the right way is with prayer. And the best way to hook up, we have a Monday through Friday international prayer call. that Miss Sandra wants you to be part of. Now, if you are part of a prayer call at your own church underneath your own leader, please stay there. Now, I'm not telling you to leave where you're planted at and come join us unless it's at a different time. But do not be out of order, you know, going and joining somebody else's prayer call and you know you're called to where you're supposed to be planted at. And so if you're looking, if you need prayer, if you have some prayer requests or praise reports, first thing I need you to do is Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the prayer call is led by none other, again, than my amazing Apostle Bishop Eddie L. Long, and when you call in, you're going to hear his voice. And if he's off doing ministry, then we have some awesome leaders that will take over in his place. We have Pastor Pierman from the Poconos. We normally have Bishop Murphy from New Birth Charlotte. We'll have Elder Carla Stokes or her sister, Elder Marcia Stokes. We've had Apostle Rennie. We've had Apostle Harder. We have all great men. We had Bishop Neil Ellis to call in, Pastor Paula White. Awesome, awesome people of God that God has entrusted to give a word of encouragement and pray over thousands of people all over the world. We reached our 1 million mark almost 2 weeks ago of people calling in for prayer. Over 1 million people have called our prayer line. And so Ms. Sandra wants you to be a part of such a remarkable an amazing movement. And here's the numbers. If you got a pen, write it down. If you got an iPad, type it in, wherever you at. Just take a moment and write it down because this is very important. It's 559-726-1050. Or the overflow number is 530-881-1050. Again, that's 559-726-1050 or 530-881-1050. Those are the numbers. Now, Ms. Sandra is saying at least call in 5 to 10 minutes early because lately it has been overflowing, meaning you can't get on. If you call in 6:35, it's full. And so God is enlarging our territory. He's telling us to get some more nets. So I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to end up adding another line or expanding it. I don't know, but misunderstand. If you want to get in the water while it's stirred, you need to call in just a little bit earlier. If you don't want to call in, but you have a computer, or if you have an iPad, you can also log in at www.newbirth.com. Live, that's with a V, TV. So that's www.newbirthlive.tv. And you can listen online as well. Hey, man, and then we have the gathering that's coming up the beginning of June. June 6th through the 9th is our international nationwide gathering. That means thousands of prayer warriors from all around the world are coming together as one. And we're praying for whatever God is leading our apostle, Bishop Eddie Long, who's going to be officiating it at New Birth Cathedral in Lithonia, Georgia. You want to be there. Make plans to be there now. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be phenomenal. I don't know. It was amazing last year, and it continues to keep growing. I don't know what's going to transpire this year, but we're walking in signs, miracles, and wonders. We're learning how to do things in the supernatural. I'm telling you, I believe God. I believe in God. There's going to be people on their way. Last year, I said people going to get on the parking lot. And they're going to be healed. But this year, I'm putting God out there. I'm pushing him even a little more. I believe folk who have ailments, who have issues, as soon as they make a decision to get on the road, no matter what they're facing, as soon as they're on their way, by the time they get to New Birth, they were blind, they were lame, they did have cancer, they did have lupus, they did have high blood pressure, but as they were on their way, before they even got to the church ground, they had a supernatural experience in the car, on the plane, and they've been telling their testimony ever since. So I'm just pushing God even more. So like before they even get on the parking lot, just because they made a decision just to get in the atmosphere and they're on their way, supernatural power of God is going to hit them like never before. You need to learn how to be equipped with power. You need to learn how to be equipped with the word of God in you, and that's a great way to start, like I said, on the international prayer call. But even before then and after the prayer call, continue to keep studying to show yourself approved. And We also have our Resurrection Sunday coming up March 31st. Our service times will be 6:30 a.m. in the morning and 10:30 a.m. 6:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m. at the New Birth Cathedral in Lithonia, Georgia, 30038. We're also going to have the day before that on March 30th, we're going to have a massive baptism. Oh, wow. You're saying, Ms. Foundry, what is that? I already got baptized. Well, some of us got baptized when we was little, and it was under duress. Like, you're going to get baptized, we're going to throw you in the water. And you gonna, if you don't know how to swim, you better act like you know how to swim, otherwise you're going to drown. So, you know, some of us got thrown into it. Some of us got forced into it. We didn't have a clue, understanding what the baptism was all about. You might have done it at a time where, you know, you just did it because it was routine and traditional, and it really meant nothing to you. And so, or you've never been baptized, and you always wanted to, but you thought you was too old. Nope, you're never too old. We're going to have a massive baptism worldwide. Whoever wants to get baptized, come on Saturday, March 30th, at the Bishop Eddie O. Long Life Family Life Center. It's going to be on the property. Again, that same address, 6400 Woodrow Road in Lithonia, Georgia, 30038. Just GPS it in your phone, or I have you look it up on MapQuest and get the directions here. It's free. Everybody say free. It's free. Come get baptized that day. Isn't that not awesome? Anybody. Don't have to be a member. Just come and get baptized that day. So you might not want to get your hair done until after you get baptized. A, to the men, we don't want to have to baptize you up to the neck. That's not going to work. We're going to submerge you all the way down. And when you come up, we're making sure that all them demons that may have been in law attached to, they're going to drown that day. They're going to drown that day because you're going to rise up a brand new person in Christ. Amen. Nothing wrong with a little bit of humor. But we also have a great and amazing service coming up. And praise God for this new family that I've connected with. Shouts out to Apostle Dwayne B. Harden. B. Dwayne Harden. And having celebrating his fifth year anniversary at the embassy. The embassy is celebrating, hallelujah, 5 years of ministry. The embassy ATL up in Smyrna, Georgia. I'm so excited. I'm like, you know, when God gives you something, sometimes it's a process. When God gives you a word, and that's what we're going to talk about today, persecuted for promotion, Jesus. Everybody shouting about promotion. Ah, hallelujah. God said promotion. Release. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. We shouting, falling all out. But then, you know, when he prepares you for the promotion, a lot of people drop out because, you know, God didn't tell you that was going to be part of the package. But see, that's why he said the race is not given to the quick, not to the swift. It ain't given to those who say, yeah, hallelujah, da, 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 and speaking in tongues, and then you can't find them a week later because a storm has come and they done took their tree and ran somewhere else. He said though it's given to those who can endure. In that endurance, you're learning patience. You're learning to be able to persevere. You're learning obedience. You're learning how to be consecrated. You're learning how to grow strong in the Lord through prayer and the word. And so I thank and praise God for Apostle Harden and his church family. The Embassy ATL is celebrating 5 absolute amazing years church anniversary. And on Sunday, March 17th at 10:30 a.m., Dr. Connie Williams will be bringing a powerful word. On Monday, Dr. Pat McKinstry, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. You want to be there in the building. So that's March 17th at 10:30 a.m. during their worship service. And then on Monday at 7:30 p.m., again, it's Dr. Pat McKinstry. And then on Tuesday night, March 19th, my very own apostle, my daddy, my spiritual father, Bishop Eddie L. Long, will be closing it out. I mean, I don't know what daddy's going to bring, but I can feel in my spirit it's going to be something that is so transformational. And it's not just him, but all the speakers that are going to be speaking there. That I believe, I'm saying this, Embassy ATL. I don't know all of you. I know some of you. I'm learning some of you through Facebook, and I've met Apostle Hart. All I can say is get your nets with an S ready. That's all I'm going to say. Get your nets ready and make sure you throw it to the other side and push a little bit further away from the shoreline because Jesus is showing up and you want to make sure you're prepared for the overflow. I don't know exactly what God is going to do for the Embassy ATL, but it's going to be so amazing. Get ready to expand even more. Ooh, shout out. Get ready to launch globally. People going to see y'all on TV. Folks going to hear y'all on the radio. That what was trying to stop you can no longer, it's over. The Jezebel reign is done. Get ready to walk in prosperity. Get ready to grow. It's going to be people from all over the nations coming just to try and get up in the embassy. And that place where y'all at is not big enough, but thank God you're working where you at because he's getting ready to expand. So I just say get your neck ready, as I'm telling you. Amen, amen, amen. I will be in the house, and song will be brought by Leon Timbo and Ms. Darlene McCoy. I'm excited. They're already celebrating, and it's amazing we can just connect with other kingdom people to expand. It is wonderful. So that's why I say persecuted for promotion. When you got a word from God and you know it's kingdom, expect the attacks. Expect to be lied on. Expect betrayal. Expect folk to walk away. You can't be mad at them. It's just that they cannot connect to you. Stay connected to you where you're going. But they're going to assist you in your relationship to draw closer to God. And so I'm getting ready to get into this next track. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a little bit of Leon Timbo talking about I want God. And see, you have to understand when you make a decision that you want God and you want to be closer to God, you have to understand that you're gonna have some haters, and because your light is gonna shine, you done made up in your mind. See, Jesus was attacked because of the kingdom. He represented the kingdom. He preached the kingdom, not religious laws. He didn't have time for all that to argue whether a person should wear a skirt or not. He didn't have time whether they should wear a doily or not, makeup or not. He didn't have time. He came after for souls. And so when you make up in your mind to love Christ and to love him with all your heart and go after him with passion, you are going to be attacked. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be looked at as the outcast. And so this next track here, I Want God, is just an amazing song. I love Leon Timbo's music. And I did not tell you exactly where the event was going to take place. The anniversary is going to happen at the Embassy ATL. That's 810 Church Street, Southeast, Smyrna, Georgia, 30080. And if you need more information about, you know, what's really going to transpire, if I didn't give you enough information, you want more information, you can always contact them by email at theembassyatl@gmail.com, or their church office number is 770-573-0987. Isn't that wonderful? That is amazing. I'm excited. I will be there, and I want y'all to join me. Let's help celebrate one another together. That's what kingdom business is about. I'll be right back after this.
I am thine, oh Lord. I have heard your voice, and it told of your love towards me. Good looks and clean clothes, Sunday morning for people, then there's God, then there's God. Fame and fortune, y'all. Self-indulgence, then there's God. But what about God? I want God. I don't want to be a star. Just want to be a son. Oh, I want God. If no one knows that I've arrived, that means I'm hiding in his heart. Oh, I want God. Listen, can we worship again? Living like there's no sin. Wanting God. Wanting God, yeah. Making Sunday morning, Monday through the week, cause we want God. We want God. Oh, I want God. I don't want to be a star. Son, oh, I want God. No one knows that I'm alive. That means I'm hiding in his heart.
I want God. Come on.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
let out my dreams so I can be what you planned for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I got
to love my enemies.
Persecuted for promotion. And you have to understand, anytime God gives you a word, It gives you a vision, you know, shows you a dream. Just know that it will be tried. Some tests going to come up. You're going to go through a process because, see, now that he's shown it to you, now you got to believe for it and you got to have faith for that thing to go ahead on and manifest. And sometimes we lose our soldiers in the middle of that because a lot of people want the promotion, but they don't want to go through the process. They don't want to be persecuted for nothing, but yet they want to sing songs about, I want to be just like Jesus. Oh, if I could just, touch the hem of his garment. But the problem is that Jesus already took all that to the cross, and then on the third day, God raised him up with all power in his hand, and then he said, I've given you the keys to the kingdom. So therefore, that power that you're trying to go and touch Jesus on the hem of his garment, he's like, I've given you that power. You lay hands on yourself in my name. See, you ain't going to have no power in doing it in your name. Now, if I say, Lassandra, in the name of Lassandra, be healed, that ain't going to work. That's not going to work, but he's giving you power and authority to use his name to say, lay hands on myself. So if I have I can lay hands on myself. If I have a headache, if it's a disease, I can lay hands on this. They say, the Bible says that by his stripes I'm already healed, so you got to go. I'm cursing you out. And so a lot of people want the promotion, but don't want the process, don't want to go through nothing hard, don't want to go through any rain, any storm, don't want to go through any lies and betrayal. That's why I laugh, because I could tell, you know, people say, you know, they're good in leadership, or, you know, I'm a great leader, I do this. But as soon as some trouble comes, and maybe something to some for another leader, they're the main ones getting on the phone, talking and conversating and gossiping, and not even going to God to ask for discernment or ask the Holy Spirit to bring about revelation. But yet we want to get on the bandwagon where everybody else is and talk. And so that's why I said persecuted for promotion, because, see, to get to your promotion, there's going to be persecution that comes. There's going to be some folk that's going to try and stop you. There's going to be some things, and the enemy's going to try and set some things up to try and stop you from getting to your destination, from getting you to getting to your place of where you're supposed to be in that next level of promotion. And so I just came as would you call me a whistle today? I just came as a word of encouragement, that flower that sunshine in the midst of a storm, or that flower in the desert that ain't supposed to be there. You're like, how this flower get here? Ain't no water, no nothing for it, but it's just blooming. Yeah, I'm that type of person today, persecuted for promotion. And we're going to get right into the word, because, of course, you know, I pray. And y'all understand, I'm persecuted every time I bring a word on this air. Yes, I'm testing and trying for this word to bring it to you. So please do not take what I say lightly. I do pay a price to speak. I cannot speak out of my own will. I don't do this out of my own will. I can't. It has to be the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm held accountable for every word that comes out of my mouth, for every song that I play. I have to make sure it lines up with his perfect and holy will. And so we're getting right into Matthew, the 26th chapter. This is where he had me to go. This is where he had me go. So fasten your seatbelt, because I don't want, because sometimes we're going to fly, sometimes we're going to ride real fast, we might hit a pothole, and I don't want you to be bumping your head all over the place. So get your seatbelts on, get your word, whether you're using an iPad, you're using a computer, you got your regular Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you're still without excuse. If you got a phone, I want you to go find that Bible app. Most Bible apps are free and have all different translations, or you can go on the BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. Type in Matthew 26. And so I like to read a lot of times from the Amplified Bible, because it gives me a little bit more of a, you know, in-depth view of the word. And so here it says, when Jesus had ended his discourse, this discourse, meaning his teachings and sayings, it says here, he said to his disciples, you know that the Passover is in 2 days, and the Son of Man will be delivered up treacherously to be crucified. And so if you don't understand, the feast of the Passover is in remembrance of when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt. It was a remembrance. It was a sign of God delivering the people, the Israelites, out of Egypt from under Pharaoh's reign. And so understanding that whole story, there was a point where, you know, he sent all kinds of plagues and nothing worked. Pharaoh had hardened his heart and wouldn't let the people go. And so it's all still part of God's plan. Sometimes God will harden the heart of your enemy not to let you go until an appointed time. And so if your enemy won't let you go, rejoice, because that means God is saying he's allowing it for an appointed time that they have no choice but to let you go. And so, you know, at that time he said, okay, the last plague will be I'm going to take the life of every firstborn son in Egypt. So every firstborn son of the Egyptians will be killed. I'm going to take the life. I'm going to take the breath out of that firstborn son. And so in order for the death angel, because the death angel is going to sit on his golden assignment and say, kill every firstborn. But in order for the death angel not to kill the firstborn of the Israelites, they said, kill the lamb, kill a lamb, and take the lamb. And it was actually the first one, a lamb, a virgin lamb. So it wasn't just any old kind of lamb, a virgin lamb, to make sure that it'd be pure. The blood had to be pure. And put it on the doorpost. And when you put it on the doorpost, the angel of death will pass over and will not take your firstborn son. And that's what the Israelites had to do to make sure that their sons would not get caught up in what was going to happen to the Egyptians' children. And so that was a time of Passover. And so they said, you know, Jesus said, at Passover in 2 days, and your son of man, or the son of man, will be delivered up treacherously to be crucified. Then it says this, then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the open court of the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and consulted together in order to arrest Jesus by stratagem secretly and putting him to death. And so let me read that again, because, see, some of y'all think y'all worst persecution come from folk on the outside. I want to let you know your worst persecution is going to come from folk that walk right along with you, that have sat at the table with you on your team, that learned all kinds of secret things, got your codes, got your keys, got even done big bank transactions for you. Because it says, then the chief priests and the elders of the people that should have been siding with Jesus, should have been celebrating the Messiah that has come, are the main ones that are now plotting how they can get rid of Jesus, plotting how they can get rid of the apostles, plotting how they can get rid of pastors, plotting how they can get rid of leaders, plotting how they can get rid of worship and praise leaders. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so plotting how they got together, consulted how they, in order to arrest Jesus by strategizing secretly. So what they did was, we can't let everybody know what we're about to do, so we're going to meet in a secret place. So there's some secret people, there's some places secretly that people are meeting to see how they were going to take Jesus out. See how they're going to take you out. Now, remember, we're talking about persecuted for promotion now. And remember what Jesus was told before he was even born. God said, I'm giving you as a sacrifice my one and only son, and you're going to save my people from their sins. And, of course, it was offered to the Jews. The Jews rejected it, so it was given to the Gentiles and all those who believed. And so you have to understand that Jesus was born for a purpose, to die. He was born for a purpose to die. He died as I was saving people from sins. Now you got the chiefs and the elders getting together, plotting how they're going to take him out of position and what he was called to Jesus. All right, so, okay, let's keep going. It says, but they said it must not be during the feast for fear that there will be a riot among the people. Now, when Jesus came back to Bethany, it was in the house of Simon the leper. A woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very precious perfume, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at the table. So you know me, okay, sometimes I can be very analytical because I want to go ahead. Sometimes I like to pick things apart. Some people can read things at face value and they're fine, but then I like to read women. Women, we're like that. We like to go ahead on behind the, you know, just the obvious of the black and white. Sometimes we see shades of gray and poke it out. So I said, okay, Father. He said, be careful not to do this during the season of celebrating when God delivered the Israelites from underneath Pharaoh. Okay, don't do it at the time of deliverance. and where the blood protected the people and covered the people. Don't do it at a time where Jesus was actually sent to deliver the people from their sins, because then we'll have an uproar because we're persecuting him at the time that he was sent. So the way, don't do it then, because we don't. It might cause an uproar because that's at the time of celebration when God actually delivered folk out of their sins and brought people out of bondage. And so we're not going to do it at that time, but we're going to have to wait. We're going to strategize. We're going to figure out how we're going to get this done. We got to get an inside person, somebody that knows Jesus, what he's doing, where he's going to be at, you know. But I'm making it real because I'm making it up to today's. We got to figure out, you know, how we're going to get, you know, so-and-so and where they're going to be at, somebody that knows and, you know, won't stand out too long and stand out too much, but, you know, that person trusts, because it's not a real betrayal if they don't trust, you know. And so it got to be somebody close. Let's keep reading. And then it says, then a woman came. In another version, it says, a sinner, a woman who was a sinner came with an alabaster box or alabaster flask of very precious perfume, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at the table. Okay. That's why you have to know what you're called to do and know that God is with you. First of all, say she brought the alabaster flask of expensive perfume and poured it on his head while Jesus was relaxing at the table. See, God is going to show you your enemies. He's going to show you who's getting ready to betray you. He's going to show you some stuff. But what I loved about the story says here, Jesus was relaxing at the table. He wasn't worried. He wasn't walking around scratching his head. He wasn't telling folk off. He wasn't sitting there sweating. He wasn't sitting there crying, having a pity party. He was sitting in the chair relaxing when the woman, the sinner, came with an alabaster flask of expensive perfume. And so I begin to look at that even closer because it says, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at the table. And then it goes on to say this. It says, and when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, for what purpose is all this waste? See, now, the people that's walking with you should have seen in the spirit what had transpired. Because remember what I said when he was born, they said his name, him Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sins. It took a sinner to come with an expensive perfume to come anoint the head of Jesus and anoint him into his place of promotion. See, God, Jesus was celebrating his promotion. He wasn't even concerned about the persecution. He was celebrating. He was promoted right then. When that woman came and poured that oil on his head, that was a sign of confirming and also making relevant to everybody that he was anointed to do what he was called to do, what he came to do. And it took a sinner. Remember, he said he came to save his people from their sins. And so it was a sinner who knew their rightful place is what to do, came with an expensive oil and poured it on his head. And then it says this, it says, and then the disciples looked in disgust because how could you waste something so expensive? But what it was that when that oil poured on his head, it was a sign that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He came to save his people from their sins. And in other words, she came to anoint him for his persecution. She came to anoint him and to let him know, and then she went to the feet. You're ready to go into your persecution. You're ready to go into to be anointed, to walk in and to be anointed, to be handed over for crucifixion. You're ready now. It took the sinner to anoint Jesus to confirm what he was supposed to be doing from the get go, and that's to save the people from their sins. Now look at this. Some of y'all, your enemies saw you get anointed a long time ago. And they have been plotting ever since then to see how they can get rid of you secretly. But let's keep on reading. Let's keep on reading here. It says, for this perfume might have been sold for a large sum and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, fully aware of this, said to them, "Why do you bother the woman? She has done a noble, praiseworthy, and beautiful thing to me, for you will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. And pouring this perfume on my body, she has done something to prepare me for my burial." Did you see what Jesus, she has done something to prepare me for my, well, what was that something? That something was, she has confirmed that this is the Messiah, this is the Messiah, this is the living word, this is the son of the living God. I'm anointing him for his persecution so that he can be promoted and given the name above all names, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And Miss Andrea is saying to you today that God has sent someone already to anoint you for where you're going. And but you had to face severe persecution. You were traded over they took a murderer instead and then took you to the cross. But I'm letting you know today that your promotion is not in vain. I know it's been hard. I know it's been tough. It's been rough. It's been crazy. But God says if you want promotion, there's a persecution that comes with it. That word is going to be tried. That word is going to be tested. But when it's a word from God, his word will never return back to him void. He is more than whatever he started in you. He's more than able to complete it in you and bring it to a flourishing finish. You're not just going to finish. You're going to finish strong. You're going to finish. You're going to be even more radiant. You're going to be even more filled with his glory. And so, Miss Sasha said, don't get caught up in little gnats, as Bishop T.D. Jakes said. Don't wreck your car and swinging at gnats. Persecution is going to come. There have been people assigned to try and stop you. There have been people assigned to do inventory on you and trying to find your faults so they can use it against you. But what they don't understand, they are pushing you closer to God. They are pushing you closer to promotion. Let's continue to keep on reading. It says here, he says, truly I tell you, wherever this good news, the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will be told also in memory of her. Then one of the 12 apostles. Let's back up just a moment, because there's so much rich word in this context. There's so much rich word in here. It says, what she has done for me as a sinner, and she's poor, but she gave me the most expensive thing that she had. She anointed me, and she reaffirmed and confirmed what I was sent to do. See, what they didn't understand is that that woman came to anoint him as, like I said, the king of one of those who save people from their sins. And so it says that she'll be remembered for that always. I'm putting her in the word so everybody that read will understand what she did and will always be remembered. Then it says here, then one of the 12 apostles. Other translation says disciples, but I like this one because it said apostles. The one that was walking close with them. One of the 12 apostles, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest. And so, you know, all my life I've been told the story of, you know how you read in a Sunday school and you hear it preached and, you know, it said he was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. But mind you, I don't even think it was about the money because, you know, Judas was known as greed and he's known as, you know, already, you know, wishy-washy. I don't really think it was about money. I understand it was of 30 pieces of silver, and here in the Amplified it breaks it down to about $21.60. $21.60. Now, that might have been a lot back then, biblical time. Y'all know today that's about a quarter tank of gas. That might be a loaf of bread, some meat, and maybe a pack of chicken. That's about it. But it was equivalent to $21.60. Now, I said, okay, got to be something deeper than this. But understand, Judas was one of the 12 apostles, and Judas has been walking with Jesus. And when he saw the woman pour the oil or the perfume on his head, signifying where he is going to be or what position he will take after the persecution or through the persecution or in the promotion, It says, then he went, one of the 12 went to the chief priest and said, what will you give me if I hand him over to you? And so many enemies have come to try and stop you or stop God from doing what he said he's going to do. And so the persecution came. And so what I love as the story goes on, that Jesus was, of course, handed over, but he was betrayed by a kiss. And see, a kiss in that time meant, you know, that was a sign of affection. That was a sign of love and appreciation for that person that you were kissing. So you just ain't going to put your lips on anybody. You're like, okay, if I kiss you, that means I appreciate you. I like you. We have a relationship. I'm in camaraderie with you. And so you just don't go and kiss anybody. That was, okay, I respect you. I honor you. I acknowledge you. And so he betrayed him with an acknowledgement. He betrayed him with a passionate kiss. He betrayed him with, okay, I know you, and I'm close with you. And so all of that was betrayed by a kiss, and he was handed over. But what Judas didn't understand, that he was part of the whole setup. And so I'm encouraging you today not to be concerned about when the enemy has tried to set you up by others that were close to you to try and keep you away. What they're doing is pushing you closer. And that's why I just love leaders like my apostle, Apostle Eddie Long. Shouts out to you, because I'm going to honor you today worldwide. I don't care who likes me and who don't like me, but I tell you one thing. One thing I admire is my Apostle Eddie Long and his wife and family, for they have went through some tough things. They have been through some trials and tribulations. They have been lied on. They have been persecuted. They have been portrayed by folk they helped out the most. They have had people walk away from them that said they will all be there for them, and yet still I have seen my Apostle Eddie L. Long stand strong, even when it seemed like everything in the world has come up against him. It seemed like, you know, if he would have had every reason to step down or every reason to walk away, because the people that he trusted the most are the ones now saying crucify him. And what happens, leaders and apostles, when it's the ones that should have been walking with you through thick and thin, and then a storm comes up and now they're on the side of the accusers? What happens when they got 30 pieces of silver in their hand? What are you going to do when those same ones that said they'll be down with you and ride with you, now they're jumping out the car saying, I don't want none of this. I don't want your name attached to my name. I don't even want to be associated with you. What happens when nobody believes you but God? What happens when you say this is a God thing, but according to what the world says, that you're a terrible person, but knowing that, you know, God says, I got you through this all. How do you continue to stand? How do you continue to believe? Well, I watched my bishop stand through this. I myself, you know, have been betrayed. That's why I understood the prosecution that came, the persecution that came up against them. I stood strong with them because I know what it's like to have people betray you that are close to you. And I said, God, you know what? He's going to shine higher than ever before, just like Jesus was persecuted. But what he didn't do was, what Jesus didn't waste time on what people were saying. Jesus didn't waste time combating lies. Jesus didn't waste time being in the courtroom for 30 and 40 years. Jesus had a purpose and a mission. He had a purpose and a mission to die so that he could save people from their sins. He had a mission to die so that we could have right relationship with God through him. He had a purpose to die so that he can have the power that above every name, in his name, he is made above every name, and that at his name every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. And so I celebrate my apostle today. I thank God that he did not step down. I thank God that he never turned back. I thank God that he didn't go and you know, just throw in the towel. I thank God that he didn't leave. But I saw my apostle, and I saw my first family get on their face and knees and pray. I saw them love even harder. I saw them begin to connect with people around the world. I saw them bring the word even harder and stronger. I saw get more passionate about discipleship. I saw them stand. I saw them continue to love. I saw them continue to give. And see, that's when you make your enemies mad. When you continue to keep doing what God has called you to do. Know that the word is in you, that God has given you. The mantle that you carry is going to be persecuted. It's going to be tried. It's going to come out. People are going to try and stop you. They're going to try and silence you by shutting things down. But know that God is with you. And when God has called you, can't nobody stop you. Even though Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, his legacy is still strong and alive today. He still has siblings. He still has sons and daughters that are carrying his voice and continuing to establish his name and continuing to build, great things in his name. And so, you know, even though the voice, the person itself themselves may be silent, the voice, the legacy, the foundation, the you know, what God has given them can never die. And so I'm encouraging you today. Yes, it's going to be tried. And I'll give you a little analogy from within 24 hours ago. I had to fly out to Chicago, and then I had to drive over to Michigan for a television interview. And so, you know, I'm excited, and these people I really didn't know, but I connected through with the Facebook. They had been seeing some things on my page. They read my bio and everything, and they liked what they saw, and they wanted me to come out there and do an interview. And that's why I say, when you call by God and doing what he called you to do, he will send people, he will send favor looking for you. And that's what's happening to many of you that have stood the test of time, that did not back down, that went through the persecution. It's promotion time for you. And so as I touch bases down in Chicago, when I touched down in Chicago, every demonic spirit that was assigned to that region met me at the airport. I'm telling you, when I say I had to fight just to get in the seat in Michigan to do the interview, every demonic spirit tried to stop me from getting there. Now, many people will be like, well, maybe it wasn't your time, or, maybe that's not what you're supposed to do. But see, you have to count out or sometimes block what naysayers are saying, or people who are not there with you quite yet in faith. Sometimes you just got to let people see it and stop talking. And so as I touched down in Chicago, and it started with the rental car, and it was just crazy, and stuff that I rented stuff off the internet, get there, it's a whole different story. And I said, well, I can't do this. Is there something else that you have available? So what do I need to do? He ended up, I prayed. I said, okay, God, you got me out here. I'm out here by myself. It's not like I could take a MARTA and go back home. Okay, my flight don't leave till tomorrow. What is it that you're going to do? You're going to do something. You're going to do something, Father, because I ain't going to see it, and I ain't get all the way here not to be gone. And so I went back inside, got myself together, and he's like, let me make a phone call. He called on his voice. He's like, do you have a car to rent? He said, yes, I have a car. So God came and picked me up. Thank God I was upgraded, actually, to a better car, and this car had an iPass tag on it, or we know here, well, it's an easy pass, but you're going to pay, you just show the tag. So thank God for that, because I didn't know during the trip that there were tolls on the road. Now, if I had went on with the company that was giving me the car first, I would have to have more money to pay for tolls that I didn't even know was on the trip. So I said, thank God. I said, God, I know you're with me on the trip. Get on the road. Everything seemed to be going well. All of a sudden, in the middle of the trip, my phone starts acting up. And the navigation kept going on and off, on and off. And the phone started dying. I said, make a long story short, what ended up happening was the phone died. I'm in the middle of the trip. I don't know where I'm going. I'm all in, coming out of Gary, Indiana, and I'm really enjoying it because I'm going to places I've never seen before, and I wouldn't have seen if I didn't drive. If I just flew all the way there, I would have missed, like a whole little journey. But I'm enjoying the journey on my way to my destination. And see, I'm giving you little nuggets to write down, because sometimes we're so focused on the destination that we miss wonderful, amazing moments of the journey. And so I'm telling you, even though you might be persecuted for the words that God has given you, enjoy the moments on your journey. And so even though my phone ended up dying, then I said, well, let me stop and let me try to charge it. It charged a little bit. And then again, when I got on the road and I'm driving again, maybe about 15 minutes later, the phone dies again. I said, God, what's going on with this phone? I've never had any issues with this phone. Stopped again. I said, okay, I'm looking at the time. I'm supposed to be there by 3. Okay, Father, it's almost 2. And I still have 50-some miles to go. Okay, you got to do something. What's going on? And I started feeling my emotions starting to try to kick in. And so we have to remember that even though we're being tried and we're going to be persecuted and we're going to try and be blocked at every hand, we have to remember that that's why it says hide the word in your heart that I might not sin again. That means I had to hide the word in my heart so that doubt and fear will not interrupt what God was doing to me and through me by faith. And so I begin to bring a song to my heart, and I begin to sing, and the Holy Spirit's like, get in the car and just drive. And so I just started driving. I said, okay, God, you know, I'm out here. I'm crossing the Michigan line. I'm in Michigan. And, you know, the temperature's starting to drop. It's cold. It started snowing a little bit. I said, okay. I'm not afraid of snow because I'm from Connecticut, so that didn't bother me. And I said, okay, Lord, I don't know where I'm going. I said, but I'm going to trust you. And so I began to sing songs, and I began to pray, and I just began to celebrate while I was in the car. So as I got close to my destination, I looked, and it said 10 minutes to 3, and I said, oh, Lord, I'm supposed to be in the chair already, mic'd up and ready to go, and I'm not there yet. So I couldn't call them to let them know I was still on my way. I knew they was worried. I knew they had been calling me, but I couldn't get in contact with anybody. So I said, Lord, I need the name of the street to be on the sign so I know which exit to get off. And so maybe about 10 minutes later, I see the name of the street on the sign, this exit. I said, thank you, Jesus. Now tell me which way to go. And it's amazing how God will tell you which way, Holy Spirit will tell you which way to go. He told me to take the left. I said, well, I don't know if it's that way. I said, well, let me see, because I said, I don't see the address. I don't see the numbers on the buildings. So let me just go. Let me just turn right here. And I looked at the number, and it started going up. And then the Holy Spirit said, didn't I tell you to take a left? I said, I'm so sorry. You so did. Let me turn around. You know, sometimes we just hard-headed anyway, even though he tell us. But I thank God for his grace and mercy. So I turned around. I went back. And the street, the one street that I was on, took me right to my destination. I got there at 2:59, did a wonderful, awesome, empowering interview. And I said this, and my mother asked me, she said, well, was it worth it all? I said, yes, because if the enemies, if those demonic spirits have fought me so hard to get through that open door, that means I have broken some barriers. I have unleashed some stuff. This open door, just like my apostle said, 1 Corinthians 16:9, for a wide door of opportunity for effectual service, has opened to me. There's a great and promising one, and there are many adversaries. There's going to be many adversaries at your open door. There's going to be many adversaries at your prompts. But I'm encouraging you today. What I did not do was give up, retreat, and go back. I didn't go back and get a hotel room in Chicago and say, forget this. This is not worth it. And some of you, you've dropped out of the race, and I'm telling you to get back in the race. I'm telling you to get back on the boat. Some of you just gave up because it got too tough. Let me tell you something. When God gives you a word, and you know it's a word that's a trailblazing word that's going to transform and revolutionize the world and revolutionize people's mindsets, and it's going to draw people closer to Christ. Let me tell you, yes, the enemy is going to plot, he's going to strategize, and he's going to plan how he's going to stop you. But when God is before you, I really saw the scriptures come to life. We can speak a word, but when God becomes that living word that operates from moment to moment, I saw him when he said, I'm going before you. I'm going to prepare a way for you. Just follow me. I'm with you. I will never forsake you. I will never leave you. I saw him move mightily. And was I persecuted on every side? Yes. But I got to my place of promotion. I got in that seat. And the thing about it is, what I didn't realize after they were, you know, the interview was over, they told me that that is going to be launched globally, worldwide. That part I didn't really know. I thought it was just, you know, doing an interview. And no, they just got a new contract where they're going to be launching over to almost 1.4 million people. So that interview is going to be launched worldwide to over 1.4 million people. I had no idea, but that's the reason why the enemy did not want me to sit my behind down in that chair. And that's why I'm saying to you, a lot of you, you're being persecuted, but be in a great place of praise. Know that God has got it. Do not be discouraged. Do not get weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint not. That means you cannot give up in the middle of the process. You have to be like David and encourage yourself. You have to seek God in everything that you do. Once you try and do it out of your own will and out of your own strength, yes, you will fail. But when you get into the power and the authority and the will of God, he will equip you with everything that you need. And one day, I got up at 5:15 in the morning. I did morning prayer as I was on my way to the airport, caught a flight, drove through 3 states, and got there, did an interview, drove back through 2 states, rested, All of this was done in one day, and then drove back the next morning to catch a flight. God will equip you with everything that you need, even the strength and the power to do exactly what he told you to do. And so that's why I talked about today, persecuted for promotion. It's going to come. Anytime he gives you something that's a revelatory word, that it's going to build a foundation, that's going to leave a legacy, that's going to make a great impact, you will be tried. You will be persecuted. But no, you have to go through that door. I had to get through that door. I say, Satan, if you're fighting me this hard, that means that my service, as it was talking about in 1 Corinthians 16:9, that it is going to impact some lives. It's going to win some souls for the kingdom. It's going to have people's mindsets to change and transform, to believe God for the miraculous. It's going to cause some people to rise up and do some supernatural things. It's going to cause some people to be bold and courageous and become frontline soldiers and stop being wimpy and weak-backed and yellow-backed and all this and doubtful and fearful and crying and always having a pity party. You didn't want that word to get forth, but I thank and praise God. He got me there. I did what I was supposed to do, and when it was over, I left, and I said, God, thank you for that open door. I don't know what all it has unleashed, but I knew I had to get to that point, and so apostles and pastors and leaders, those who have great visions and dreams, your work is not in vain. What you're believing God for is not in vain. Know that you have passed the test. Know that his promises are yes, and it is amen. God's got it. He's got you, and I'm telling you, that same thing that was meant for evil, God is turning it around for your good. So I'm telling you to get your praise on, get your shout on, get your dance two-step back, just get your fingers snapping and your hands are clapping. Matter of fact, go buy you a new suit. Go get your hair cut. Go wash your face, as Pastor Pyramid said, wash your face, brush your teeth. Get yourself ready. Get yourself in order to cross that threshold of promoting promise, because God's promises, again, are yes and amen. So don't give up in the middle of the persecution. It's going to come. Like my daddy said last week in empowerment service, it's going to come because it comes with that line of territory. It comes with that level. And only those who are patient, who persevere, who stand and stick with it are going to see the level of promotions and promises that God is going to give you. Be encouraged. Continue to stay connected, whether it be through prayer, whether it be through outreach. Go and help other people. Serving is the best way of release. Serving is the best way to stay connected and encouraged. When you help somebody else, God is going to move on your behalf. Love you with the love of Christ. I'm going to end today's experience with God's Got It. Again, do not get weary. Do not give up in persecution. It's going to come. It came to Jesus. And if we're going to be like Jesus, it's going to come. The lashing's going to come. The lies going to come. Folk that's right up under you going to try and plot and scheme. Your Judas is right there sitting at. But what I love is that Jesus was sitting at the table relaxing, and his apostles were standing right there watching. And they didn't even realize that that woman, that sinner, came to validate that he is Jesus, the people, the one who saved the people from their sins. And she anointed him and consecrated him for his persecution. And now he has been promoted, and he is no longer have to die no more. He gave us life so that we can have eternal relationship with God the Father through him. I'm telling you, get ready for promotion. Be excited. Be excited. Get your shout on. In the name of Jesus, get back up on that front line and keep on standing strong in the power of authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's get on into this next track, God's Got It by Jay Moss. It has been a pleasure. I'll be back tomorrow with One Nation Under God. You make sure you tune in. My daughter, again, Miss Janae, will be bringing an awesome, powerful, impactful word. So get your young people, get your young adults. I don't know exactly what word she's going to bring, but I know she's already preparing her mind and spirit for it to hear from God. Love you, and remember, as always, love hard, love strong, and love on purpose. God bless you.
Yo, P. Hey, ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa.
He's gotta,
yeah. He's gotta,
whoa.
He's gotta,
yeah. telling you what I read. I'm telling you what I know. God's got it.